Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line? Now 20% lower. Family plans? Also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Yinz guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is May 21st. The Pirates won a game yesterday and have a chance to win a series today, this afternoon, actually. So if you're listening to this in the morning, 12:35 game. Love those day games. Think I'll get a chance to watch it because I'll be working from home tomorrow. Love that. Not every Wednesday that gets to happen, so I'm excited. I have the game on. Pirates won a game. Bailey Falter was incredible. And he does this occasionally. And so, you know, we understand that this is one of the things. Definitely something to talk about. Before we get into that, Spencer Horwitz, 2 hits. The first 2 hits the Pirates had in this game. Pirates still only scored 1 run, but they were good enough to hold them, to hold the Reds to a shutout. O'Neill Cruz walked twice and stole 2 bases each time. Love to see that. You got McCutchen after him. McCutchen sees some pitches. Reynolds ends up driving him in the 6th inning. Cruz, that is, driving him in for the only run. Good to see Reynolds get the hit. He was still 1 for 4, but, you know, we're getting there. Horwitz 2 for 3 with a walk, too. So he's on base 3 times in this game. Nice game for him. As I said, let's give it some time here. But, you know, so far it's looked all right. Good job for Spencer Horwitz. Let's talk about Bailey Falter here today, mostly because we're just coming off of another game that Bailey Falter wins. He goes 7 innings, 4 hits, 5 strikeouts. He doesn't walk anyone. If you remember his last time out, he went 3 2/3 innings and walked 5 guys, and they had to get him out of there. He didn't give up any runs somehow, but he still only lasted 3 2/3 innings, was out of the game in the 4th inning. So, I don't know. It's kind of a weird outing, and they won that game. Somehow, they won that game. But coming off of a start like that would actually feels like a really bad start, but you look into his numbers and it's pretty surprising, right? In May so far, he's pitched in 4 games. He has a 0.38 ERA in 23 2/3 innings. Remember, 3 2/3 of those, he had 5 walks. He has 9 walks in the month, 141 average against, and he's given up 1 run in those 4 starts in May. A whip of 0.85. just crazy. If we look back at those starts in May, three of them have been at PNC Park. One against San Diego, where he went seven innings, gave up one run, two walks, six strikeouts. One against Atlanta, that he went six innings, two hits, two walks, three strikeouts. He won that game. And then on the road against the Mets, which is the one I was talking about, the 3 2/3 innings, where he gave up three hits and five walks. And then tonight, or last night, he gets another win, going seven innings, five strikeouts, no walks, four hits. And, I mean, that's incredible. His May numbers are, they rival every, I mean, who do you want, right? I mean, in April, he had a 6.66 ERA. But there's more to it, right? We could go all the way back to his first start at home against the Yankees, where he gave up seven runs in four innings at PNC Park. Five strikeouts, one walk, hit batter, gave up two home runs in that game. And then he went against Washington, no runs, and then the ones in May. San Diego, one run, Atlanta, no runs, and no runs against Cincinnati. Those are his home games. There's been five of them. One of them was the Yankees hitting him for seven runs. In the last four home games, he's given up one run. The road games, not quite as much. Let's take a look at Bailey Falter's home and road splits. This is so interesting to me because he's pitched five games at home and five games on the road. So you can compare these directly. 31 innings at home, 23 on the road. And in those 23 innings, he's given up 26 hits and 12 walks. At home, in the 31 innings, 17 hits and six walks. His home ERA, which is, let's just say this, his home record, I will be the first to say that wins and losses are a team stat, but it's here. It's worth pointing out. 3-1 at home, 0-2 on the road. A 2.32 ERA at home and a 5.09 ERA on the road. And this has been a thing that we've seen from him since he's been here. 2.99 average against on the road, 1.63 at home. His whip on the road is 1.65. That's bad. His whip at home is 0.74, which is incredible. He's given up eight runs at home, and we just talked about that. Seven of them were in one game. He's given up 17 runs, 13 earned on the road. Strikeouts are strikeouts. There's actually 18 and 23 innings on the road, and 21 and 31 innings at home. He's not a big strikeout guy. But those numbers are shocking. I mean, even though we know that he pitches better at home, it's still something that is impressive to be that different home and road. And, you know, we just talked on Sunday about Paul Skenes. His road numbers are better. But Bailey Falter, not the case. To come out here with a 2.32 ERA after giving up seven runs in one in your first home game, like that's getting that ERA down big time. And like I said, 0.38 ERA, one run in the month of May so far in his four starts in May. Surprisingly, his road game in New York against the Mets, where he's out in the fourth inning, there were no runs scored despite giving up eight base runners in that time. It's nuts. It's nuts. Those numbers are crazy. I can't get by it. Bailey Falter, when he pitches at PNC Park, is a legit starting pitcher that, again, we go down saying how good this team's starting rotation is. With Skenes and Keller at the top, and it's fine. Andrew Heaney's been so good. But here's Bailey Falter. And I know it's a mixed bag. His on the road, it's bad. But to be that good at home is pretty impressive. I need to pull up the schedule here because he's got essentially an unbelievable May right now, and he's going to be due to pitch again on Sunday, which is a home game. He's going to have to pitch in San Diego the week after that. But then that's May. If he can get by, that is actually, hang on. Okay, so he'll have to pitch on May 31st. So that'll be the last time he gets a chance to pitch in May, and it happens to be a road game. But he's got another home game Sunday, unless some things are moved with Bubba Chandler coming up, and then that might push him to a road game. I think that's actually a really good thought. Maybe you don't bring up Chandler just because you'd be pushing Bailey Falter to a road game against Arizona. Maybe you don't do that. Maybe you wait. I don't know. Obviously, we've been talking about Bubba Chandler coming up, and we've been talking about when that's going to happen. I thought it would have happened this week. I don't think it's going to at this point. When you have Skeens going on Friday and Keller going on Saturday, and then you have the opportunity to throw Bailey Falter at home, it's a four-game set. Like, you're giving yourself a chance to at least split this series with the Brewers, but who knows? Who knows? Maybe you win three of four there. Obviously, you've got to learn how to score runs at some point in order to go into this. And I've talked about this. It should happen. They're going to break out. You just don't know when. You just don't know when. And it doesn't look like, when you watch this offense, it doesn't look like it's coming anytime soon. But you never know. There were some roster moves today to talk about. One in particular, Colin Holderman back on the IL and Isaac Mattson up here. Isaac Mattson was not on the 40-man. In order to get him on the 40-man, they had to put Nick Gonzalez on the 60-day injured list. I don't know how that lines up with like how long he's been on the IL. If it's been close to 60, if not, does this prolong his return? I didn't get an opportunity to look this up tonight. I got to play a softball game tonight, which was fun. First one of the year, which is later than usual, but filled in for another team. And we just kind of had the game on the phone there on the way down and kept following along with it. I mean, we didn't start. It was a later game. So I'm recording this thing at almost 1 o'clock in the morning. So it was a little bit of a later night, but either way, it felt good to get out there. Felt good to get out there and play some ball. Anyway, so pause the video just so I could actually go back and look this up. Nick Gonzalez, March 28th, went on the IL. Now that he's on the 60 day, you're looking at the 27th of May for him to be able to return to game action. He's in a rehab right now, rehab assignment, and he's only played two games. Yeah, two games, six at bats. Actually, three strikeouts, which tells you he could probably use some time in AAA to get his legs underneath him. And I mean, he got to play like a game of the regular season baseball. And then you're going to be missing for like 50 days, missing game action. So, I think this is probably a little bit of a smart move here by the Pirates, throwing him on the 60 day. He's probably not going to be ready to return 60 days. So the 27th would be in the middle of that Diamondback series. And then it's a San Diego series. They're on the West Coast. So you could probably think that if Nick Gonzalez is back, I mean, June 3rd against the Astros back at home, they could then activate him with that Monday off travel day, let him play through Sunday with Indianapolis, and then bring him back then. So, I mean, I think it kind of makes sense to move him, to make that move. Now, obviously, once they bring him back, there will have to be another move. We'll see what that looks like. Maybe it's Tommy Pham. Just going to throw it out there. Probably should be. Either way, nice to get a win. Nice to get a win for the Pirates. I know it's a 1-0 win, but a win's a win. Counts the same. Maybe they can steal another one today. It's Andrew Heaney versus Brady Singer today. So should be a pretty good matchup. Brady Singer has, I think he's done pretty well against the Pirates this year. But he also has a 5+ ERA. And Andrew Heaney's been really good. So we'll see. It seems like it lines up that the Pirates could actually win a series here right after the day that we were complaining complaining completely because they lost the first game 7-1. So back-to-back days with just one run, shutout the day before that. It's not been good. Will they break out today against Brady Singer? I tend to doubt it. Day game after night game kind of thing. Probably not going to happen. However, that's baseball. You absolutely never know what's going on in the game of baseball. It's Wednesday, guys. Enjoy the middle of the week. And if you have an opportunity to watch a day game today, congratulations. Day games are fun. Nice background when you're trying to get some work done. So, appreciate you guys listening. As always, it's time for me to go to bed.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Tired of the price of everything going up these days? Groceries, rent, you name it. It's all going up. But not at Metro. They've got your back. Metro has lowered their prices and are giving you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. One line, now 20% lower. Family plans, also lowered. Oh, and you also get a free 5G phone. All with no ID required and no activation fees. Stop by your neighborhood Metro store, visit metrobytmobile.com, or call to find out about their amazing offers. Bring your number, not available if currently at T-Mobile or with Metro in the past 180 days. Guarantee covers monthly price of on-network talk, text, and 5G data for customers activating on an eligible plan. Exclusions apply. Details at metrobytmobile.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in one-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.